Anyway, my name is Jaron Michael. I'm from Cyrus Gaming. I'm here to interview because I'm curious about what they mentioned about this event, this Cosplayers Guild Award coming this December.
Yes.
Can you tell me more about it? Like, what's the highlight of the show? Is it more like awarding the best cosplayers, or is it just an event for cosplayers to gather around and have fun?
Okay, so Cebu Cosplay Awards Night is a... Actually, it's a yearly event that happens 2 to 3 years where we organize a formal attired cosplay inspired event. At the same time, it's also the time where we award cosplayers who gave positive impact toward the cosplay community.
Here in Cebu, you mean?
Here in Cebu. So it's going to happen on December 9 at the Sinulog Hall at the Rizal Public Library.
Thank you very much. And the price is 550 pesos, correct?
Yes, it's an early bird ticket for 550 pesos. And then after December 3, we're going to bring it back to the regular price of 900 pesos.
Ah, I see. So technically today's a promo. Until when?
Until December 3.
Until December 3. Don't worry, I'll be posting about that so people will know more about it. Anyway, about this cosplay event, what time is it going to start and until what time is it going to end?
So it's a dinner event. It starts at 6 p.m. and then we will end at 10 p.m.
Ah, I see, that late in the night, I see.
Yeah.
Anyone else you'd like to give a mention to on how hard they've worked here? I mean, how long have you been working on this, like, yearly?
The event?
Yes.
We've been working that one since last year. We've asked the organizer of the cosplay event before that we would like to organize this event because of the amount of the number of cosplayers who would like to have this kind of event.
Ah, I see. Any names you'd like to give a shout out to for helping you out make this event?
Of course, I'd like to give thanks to Mr. RV Yap for giving us the blessing to finally have this kind of event. To Mr. Gary Montejo, who always been with us, being our consultant. And of course, my fellow admins, the Cebu Cosplayers Guild, for helping me make this event successful.
Thank you very much for this interview, by the way. And don't worry, Cyrus Gaming will cover it, so maybe you can reach out to more people. This isn't the first time you've done it, correct?
This kind of formal event, this is our first time. But on cosplay events, we've been doing this one for almost 2 years now.
Can you tell me more about this formal attire that you're supposed to be? Sekai, if I remember correctly?
I'm sorry?
The formal event, the formal attire, the, what you're supposed to wear to go there.
Okay, so we are encouraging our lords and ladies to wear a formal attire cosplay event. So this kind of attire needs to be formal, but it has to keep the essence of a character. So if I may give an example, you can be a Kratos from God of War 4, but the Kratos should be wearing a tuxedo or a formal attire.
Ah, I see, so it's like a character from a video game, but a formal attire one.
Yes, so it's still a character, but it has to be in a formal concept.
This is merely encouraged, right? What if a person goes in there and has misinformation on it? Like, he goes to cosplaying as Kratos but without the tuxedo. Will he be allowed in even with a ticket?
We will discourage him to join because we want to maintain the essence of being formal, a formal inspired event. So for those people who does not have yet an option to wear something formal, they can just wear a tuxedo and then just wear mask or something that can be classified as still a cosplay character.
I see. Thank you very much for this. I'll make sure to emphasize on that so people don't get the misinformation. Thank you so much for your... Anything you'd like to add?
Nothing more, but I'd like to thank Sirius Gaming for giving me the opportunity to have an interview and to make all the people aware what kind of event is this one. So thank you so much, guys.
Oh, don't worry, it's no problem. I should be thanking you instead. Yeah. Anyway.